Whilst serious incidents involving lone workers are rare, there have been some high-profile incidents that illustrate the risks they can encounter. Take a look at these examples provided by healthcare organisations and consider who was accountable and why. You can find out more about these and other incidents by searching news and healthcare industry websites. At the start of this e-learning, you are asked to rate your organisation against the lone worker self-assessment as a whole. Now that you have completed the e-learning and have a better understanding of the requirements, you have the opportunity to rate your organisation against each element of the self-assessment over the next few screens. Remember, the red traffic light means no measures are in place. The amber traffic light means measures are in place. And the green traffic light means measures and regular reviews. You're an employee at Quantum Communications Limited, QCL. QCL has a zero-tolerance policy to bribery and corruption. The UK Bribery Act 2010 brings special risks, so the company has made anti-bribery and corruption training a top priority. Your manager has told you and your colleagues that the onus is on you to comply with bribery laws and has rolled out an extensive compliance program in an attempt to help you do so. During this course, you will be asked to undertake a variety of tasks, which will help you understand how to get on with your everyday work without falling foul of the law.